Okay, so now we're finally made it here to Markham, Ontario, Canada. This is Mission Enterprise in this is Operation Outreach Markham today. So we did Toronto a couple weeks ago, and then we did Oshawa last week, and today we're doing in Markham, Ontario. Just a little historical background on the city of Markham, Ontario. It's Markham, the population approximately is 260,000 people, so that's basically twice the size of Oshawa, Ontario. It's a city and regional municipality of York within the Greater Toronto Area, the GTA, of Southern Ontario, Canada. It's located approximately 30 kilometers from where we were downtown Toronto a few weeks ago. So this city is the fourth most populous community within the GTA, the fourth after Toronto, which we already done. And then we have Mississauga and Brampton, which we're going to be doing in the coming months. Hopefully it doesn't get too cold out and we can drive out there and do a teaching out there. Markham is also Canada's 16th largest city. So Markham changed its status from town to city in 2012. And Markham, Ontario is really dear to my heart because I worked out here for many years before I got saved and after I got saved in the construction industry, building homes, townhouses, hospitals, schools, different things like that. So retirement homes. So introduction to the teachings we're doing today. Lots of jets flying over our heads today. It's great. First introduction, number A, is just a reminder that all of our live streams are actually also YouTube videos. Why? Transforming to DVDs, making instructional videos for what? For the Bible schools worldwide, okay? So remember, keep that in mind. So if I can flip my page out, it's a little bit colder out today. The weather changed the last couple of days, but we're stubborn. We're gonna keep doing videos as much as we can outside. Number B for introduction is today we'll be looking at some of the key verses that we already touched upon previously, as well as new ones. And yet this time we'll be zeroing in on this little key word, go, G-O, go, which is a very simple yet powerful word once you've broken it down into its context, also into the Greek. So take a look at the camera, Dave, make sure I'm okay. So number C is there are three different Greek words translated go in our English text, which we'll also be looking at, which is the first one is Strong's number 1831. We'll put the Greek word up there on the YouTube videos. It's part of the speech, it's a verb, meaning it's an action, something you do. The transliteration is exorkome, definition to go or come out of. Number two, the second Greek word translated go is Strong's number 4198. It's literally a verb again. Its translation is porome. It literally means I travel, journey, or to go. And the third Greek word, it's Strong's number 5217. It's a verb again. Also, the transliteration is hupago. It literally means definition to lead or bring under, to lead on slowly, to depart, I go away, I depart, be gone. Okay? So let's get into the main bulk of this teaching today. The first key reference, we already touched upon it, but I'm going to zero in on this word go. So we've got Matthew 28:19. Now this is out of Disciples' literal New Testament, not the Amplified, because this translation really catches the meaning of the word go from the Greek. So here, therefore having gone, see how they translate the word go? Having gone, or I added already gone. Therefore having already gone, or go, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The second verse is Mark 16:15 again, out of the Disciples' literal New Testament. they catch the true sense of the word again, going on here. And Jesus said to them, having gone, meaning they're already on their way. So I wrote here, having already gone, it's the word go, into all the world, proclaim the good news to all creation. Luke 10:3, go your way. See, he's got it there. Go your way, not just go, but go your way. Or I wrote here, going your way, or as you go your way. Behold, I send you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. In our next teaching, wherever that's going to be, we're going to zero in on this verse because it's got two key words in this verse, Luke 10:3. The first one is the word send, which is our word apostolos. I'm going to teach a lot on that one. But it's got also the word wolves, because Jesus talked about sheep dressed, or wolves, ravening wolves, dressed in sheep's clothing. Okay, so we're going to touch on that in the next video. So the other verse here is Luke 14:23, out of the Amplified, because the Amplified catches it here. It didn't in the other ones, but it did here. Then the master said to the servant, go out. See how the Amplified catches it? Go out. Into the highways and hedges, and urge and constrain them to yield and come in, so that my house may be filled. May be filled. Okay, so we're keeping these teachings as short as possible too. The last verse here that we're going to look, the last two verses we're going to look at here, they're new verses. It's Matthew 10. We'll go back to Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 7, 8, out of the disciples' literal New Testament. Verse 7. This translates, it's really catchy. And while proceeding, see, not just go. Most translations has the word go, but it's while proceeding, be proclaiming, saying that the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. And I'm going to add here verse 8. Be curing ones being sick, raising dead ones, cleansing lepers, casting out demons. You receive freely, give freely. Give freely. Last verse. Matthew 22:9, Amplified. So go as you go. You go to the thoroughfares where they leave the city, where the main roads and those from the country end, and invite to the wedding feast as many as you can find. Okay? So here's a final exhortation to encourage the saints out of Ephesians 1:19-21. Verse 19, Amplified. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us. Who's us? The saints, the believers, who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. Verse 20, which he exerted in Christ. Who exerted? God exerted in Christ when he raised him. But according to Ephesians 2:6, we were raised. So not only when he raised him up, but when he raised us up from the dead and seated him, but also us, according to Ephesians 2:6, at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but in the age and the world which are to come. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your viewership. And I also want to thank you for your comments. Shalom.